What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be, because I am living my dreams. I am so excited. Today is Thursday, and we are, Yo, guys, I'm kind of upset a little bit. I didn't go to the gym, but you know what? I didn't go to the mountain, but you know, I will say I am going to have a great workout this afternoon, because today has just been such a full day for me. I actually was kind of upset. I woke up at 8. You know what I mean? Yo, I think when you're upset that you wake up at 8 o'clock, I actually, you know what? I'm going to applaud myself just in case nobody else applauds me, because that's a good thing. Because I used to, like, you know what I mean? I remember not going to bed until late. You know what I'm saying? If I take it all the way back there, you know, not going to bed till 8. So I just applaud myself for that. Being able to know that my ass should have been up at least by 5. I love that idea. I do. And I just really need to know that I need to make it a habit, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, I need to say, Naima, set your alarm clock for 5. And I do, right? So it does go off. But let me tell y'all what happens in the process of it going off. It just seems like the most annoying thing in life is happening. Like, and I get so mad at my phone. Like, my phone could be like right there in my face. And the alarm clock will start going off. And I would be like, pump your brakes, my nigga. Like, calm down, my nigga. Like my nigga. Like, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would literally be like, I just realized I had to tone it down. Like, damn, why was I screaming? I stay be screaming. One of y'all just said that the other day. They were like, tone it down a little bit. You scream a little bit too loud. So I'm sorry, y'all, for screaming, but I just be amped. I don't know what it is. That's why I told y'all, I'm going to have a podcast for you every day, because I just be so amped every single day for no reason. Like, and I just be loving to talk for no reason about everything. Like, I'm so lit. My girl is back on Wendy. Oh, my God. Wendy is back. Ah, she looks so good. If you're not a fan, that's okay. If you're not a fan of Wendy, that's okay. You can be a sub fan. I am allowing all sub fans. And what I mean by that is, you may just be a fan of me, right? You may just love me so much and know that I am a fan of Wendy that, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you respect her because you know I love her so much. And I freaking love, that's why I'm always be saying, like, I want to do a YouTube. I really haven't really started YouTube yet, guys. I have not really started YouTube. Let's be honest. Okay. I have not started YouTube. I want to do YouTube so bad. It's like a burning desire. Like, I always say, if I get 10,000 subscribers on YouTube, oh my gosh. Like, I don't even know what my life is going to look like. I don't know what it's going to smell like. I don't know what it's going to feel like. Like, because I have put that on my vision board party. 10,000 subscribers. Like, that's all I wanted. Like, I mean, that's not all I wanted, but I just wanted to see. No, did I put 100,000? I think I put 100,000, y'all. I think I put 100,000, and I was like, that's all I wanted. I don't know. I can't even find, like, where I put my vision board stuff. I need to do a new one. And you know what? I really want to do a vision board party again, because I really need a clear and precise vision board for just my life. Like, I don't even want to do a regular 2019. I want to do a life vision board. I don't give a damn, like, about a specific time, specific second of a day. You know what I mean? Like, what do we only have, what, 86, 390? seconds in a day, or 360 or something like that, seconds in a day. And it's just kind of like, what is a 2020? What is a, everybody keeps on thinking that this is going to be a specific time. And yes, it's always great to have a point of reference, but I just want to do like a life vision board party. Like, we are just pretty much like taking in life. Like, this ain't a specific 2020, but whatever it is, we're gonna start it in 2020. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, like, this is what we're gonna start. This is what we're gonna, you know, accomplish and just everything like that. Like, I feel like, yeah, like, I just really, really want to do like a life vision board party. Like, because I feel like nobody really does vision board party. Everybody do vision board parties around the same time. And I feel like if I did my vision board party like around, because you know what? You know why I feel like now is the best time to do a vision board party? Because now is the best time when people really see like, yo, I bullshitted half of the whole year, yo. What am I gonna do? And like just slap them, you know what I mean? Like right after, you know, the 4th of July or like the week of the 4th or just something like that. Do like a vision board party or something. Like, or Labor Day, do a vision board party or just something where people, because I feel like now is where people are just like, what the fuck have I done with my life? Like, really? I'm sorry for cursing for those of you, because I have a lot of followers, y'all, and a lot of my followers don't curse, and a lot of my followers do, so every now and then I may slip out, but I'll definitely try to be cautious. I'm serious, guys. I just respect everybody, you know? But yeah, you just have to, I don't even know what I was talking about. But anyways, guys, it's really, really all about being able to prepare a vision before you. Literally. John C. Maxwell talks about it in his book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. If you have not read that book, it is amazing. And he has a chapter called The Law of Design. And I believe that is chapter 7. And, oh, I'm a reader. Y'all can tell. Yo, that's all I do is read. I'm telling you, this morning I'm reading. Like, and I just be amped off of, like, just what I've read or, you know. But anyways, he talks about the law of design. And it's just like, if you don't have a clear, conscious design for your life, you might as well just prepare to be in someone else's plan for your life. Like, because that's all that's going to happen. You have to design your life out the way that you want it to be. The way that you seek it out to be. Like, where do you see your life in the next, what, 10 years? With, like, plan your life today for what you want 40 to look like. Like, that's what the whole vision board party is going to be. The whole vision board party is going to be what I want my next 10 years to look like, vision board party. Period. And we may do that in New York City. And we may do a tour. You know what I mean? We may do a tour or whatever of that vision board party. We may do one in New York. We may do one in Cali. You know what I'm saying? What? So we may do, you know what I mean? And we may do it like once every 10 years. That specific one. And just different ones. So, I mean, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Like, but we are going to do one in New York. We were already discussing it, already talking about it. And I'm really, really excited about it. Like, it's just going to be lit. We're going to have so much people, food, drinks, and everything like that. I'll have the location up. It's going to be in Queens, of course. It has to be. Like, where else would it be, you know? And I'm just really, really excited about it. So, yeah. I love you all. Let me get off of this thing. And I will see you guys tomorrow. I'd love ya tomorrow. You're only a day. Bye, guys.